afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Come on stage right now, Mr. Pat Francis, let him know.
It's not often when there's a live podcast taping and every single one of your at-home listeners shows up. So this is amazing. I'm so happy about this. This is really great. So everybody ready for Rock Solid?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it how we always do it. We say, hey, everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and we are live from the Limestone Comedy Festival at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. The I'll be going back and forth between mics. That's how I do it. Just like radio, just like broadcasting. Tonight, the topic I chose for tonight was the music of Bruce Springsteen. And the reason I chose that topic is because there's two guys that are from Bloomington, Indiana, that go back and forth on Facebook nonstop about goddamn Bruce Springsteen. All the time. Da-da-da, da-da-da, what about this? I like this. Deep album cut, blah, blah, B-side. Constantly. And me, I get right into the mix, too. So those two guys are, number one, he's no stranger to this stage. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Brad Wilhelm. Brad!
Thank you.
What are you going to say? I don't care. You're going to sit back there? You got your beverages there?
Yeah, well, Matt's got his.
All right, take a seat. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here, Pat.
You're excited?
Yes.
I asked these guys, I said, look, you know what? Let's pick like one song from each Springsteen studio album that we like, and that's what we'll discuss. And Brad, you sent me how many songs from Darkness on the Edge of Town?
I sent you four from Darkness.
Yeah, that's three too many, Brad.
No, because Darkness on the Edge of Town is the greatest album ever recorded. So a normal album, you pick one song. From the greatest album ever recorded, you have to pick at least four. I could not choose just one. You literally asked me to. It was a Sophie's Choice situation. I couldn't just choose one song.
Are you saying that album's better than Billy Idol's Rebel Yell? Is that really what you're trying to tell me?
That's really what I'm trying to tell you. Right. I stand by that.
Because I'll be actually playing five songs from Rebel Yell today.
And I'll be walking off the podcast.
Oh, my God. The next gentleman coming to the stage is the other guy who's crazy. You guys have gone to concerts together.
We have, yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, very funny comedian, Mr. I'm going to call him, I'll be Bruce Springsteen right now, the Thunderbolt, Matt Holt. Is that wrong? No one calls you that.
No.
Is Brad's mic hot enough out there? Can you guys hear him?
No, not at all. I didn't hear it at all.
Really?
So
yeah.
It sounded great.
Okay, so it was a Sophie's Choice situation.
Oh, no, we don't need to hear it. Yeah. No. I'll put all that in later.
All right.
So now before we start playing, let me tell you how this is, guys. When you're listening at home in your car, we talk about some stuff and then you hear a little song clip. When we do that here, it's the same thing, except you stare at us, and it's really awkward. But so just so you know that, we know that it's weird to play music clips, but we're going to do it. And before we get started, I thought we'd talk a little bit about best and possibly worst Springsteen concert experiences that you guys have had. Matt, do you want to go first, Matt?
Yeah, I can do worst. Like a lot of fans, you always try to turn people onto your music, mm-hmm. right?
And I was, people love that.
Yeah, they love it. Yeah, it's like selling a man one.
You got to listen to this. Okay.
In '88, I was trying to turn some friends on the Tunnel of Love tour, and I talked a good friend of mine into going with me. I bought his ticket because I'm an idiot, and I looked over and like five songs in, he's asleep. And to this day, refuses to listen to any of the music. So it did not work.
No, because he was drunk or he was bored?
No, he was 16 or 17 years old. He wasn't drunk yet.
So what put him to sleep?
There was couldn't have cared less about the show. Could not have cared less.
Wow, doesn't like tunnels, doesn't like love.
Didn't like big white stages, I guess.
Doesn't like anything. So you have what about you? Do you have a worst? I have two worst, so this is going to be great.
Yeah, it actually wasn't the concert itself. The concert was fantastic. But I had gone to, it was the Wrigley Field Stadium mm-hmm. show, and I had gone with a friend of mine who literally had two different women show up at the show while we were at the Cubby Bear across from Wrigley Field waiting for it to start, and this guy goes, "Hey, I got some I got this woman who's going to come by, you know, and maybe hang out." And then like 5 minutes later, he goes, "Hey, I got this other woman who's come by, maybe to hang out with me. So can you like entertain one or something for a while I work the other one?"
And you know, it's your worst experience ever.
Yeah. How old were you? Were you married at the time?
Of course I was.
Still sounds good.
Not in Chicago.
But when we get to the end of the show, this is where it's fun.
Okay.
Is one of the ladies needed a ride back to her hotel in Chicago that she didn't know where it was. Yeah. Yeah. So instead of taking a cab, this person that I went with decided he would volunteer my vehicle and me as a driver to drive that person back to the hotel. She didn't know where it was.
Sure, he's a good friend.
At 1:30 in the morning in Chicago. And about 5 minutes onto the trip, she decides she needs to go to the bathroom badly, and she was saying she's going to piss in the backseat of my car. Now, if you know me, the one thing I love more than my children is my car. And I was not happy. Well, as a Springsteen fan, I love my car. Honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a completely miserable fucking experience. And I just want to say that man's name was Matt Holt.
I wasn't the one pissing in your car.
No, you were not.
As far as you know.
As far as you know,
we've been friends for years, and I still have not pissed in your car.
Did you get any tail from that other bra?
No. Because
I call sex tail, and I call women broads. In case you didn't understand the sentence that I said.
No.
Those are both pretty bad. I have...
This is my wife's my father-in-law is he's a nut job, a total nut job. But somehow he has two Springsteen tickets. It was when they got back together before the Rising came out.
The reunion tour.
They call that a reunion, is what I'm understanding from Brad. So he has two tickets, and he's at our apartment, and I'm going to go with him, but he's saying that he's feeling ill. So he's like, "Do you and Pilar want these tickets?" And Pilar goes, "No, I don't really like concerts, Dad." So
you married a woman who doesn't like concerts?
Yeah, I know.
Wait. Maybe I have to stop that. Pat Francis.
Yeah.
Married a woman who doesn't like concerts.
That's
sounds
why
like
I have what I
me.
Call I have a I have concert wives.
Yeah, that that's
I
awesome.
I
apparently I do too.
Yeah. I have Jimmy Pardo's a concert wife. Suzanne Dillingham's a concert wife. But he wouldn't. But she goes, "I don't like concerts." So. Why don't you just give the tickets to Pat? He wouldn't give me the tickets unless Pilar was going to go with me. So he finally pulls it together, and we go. So how long does Springsteen play on an average?
3 hours.
Three hours
is an average.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have those diehard people, "I saw a show where he played 15 hours.
Right, and they're
he played Born to Run front to back and then back to front and then did it again as the encore.
Wow, that would have been a great show.
And it was fantastic.
It's not a bad show.
Yeah, I would watch that.
I'd love to go see that show. So, Bruce comes on. It's an amazing show. It is so awesome. And 45 minutes in, he goes, "So you ready to go?" I said, "What?" He goes, "You ready to go?" I go, "You know he's going to play about 2 hours more." "Yeah, but I mean, I just wanted to come out and get a little taste of it. I've never seen him, and I'm kind of getting the gist of it." So, I mean, he drove there. So I was like, okay. He's like, "Yeah, I'm just not feeling good, and I'm a little tired." I go, okay. And what I should have done was just say, "I'm going to stay," and then take a cab home.
You didn't do that?
I didn't do that. So now on the way home, taking me back to my apartment.
I know, you don't like concerts either.
Yeah. I know.
Not just your wife.
Doesn't sound like it. On the way home, driving me home, he goes, "Hey, I want to swing by this bagel place I used to take the kids to. I want you to see this place." No. I don't want to see a bagel place. I want to see Bruce Springsteen. Those were pretty good bagels, though. But that was my worst. Didn't get to see the whole show. It was a great show.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
It's not a good story.
At least you didn't pay for the ticket.
Not a good story, but that's my worst.
Yeah, and you paid for the ticket.
I didn't pay for the ticket.
Well, right now this crowd is riveted by all three stories.
Yeah. They're like, what's going on?
This is what's great is I brought prizes to give away. I have about 30 Bruce Springsteen posters. Pretty sure everyone's going to get two. Everyone will get two posters.
This is great.
I got some trivia questions, and if you people don't know any trivia about Bruce Springsteen, maybe we'll go to some of those. No, we'll just come right back to you, and we'll ask easy questions like, "How do you spell Bruce?" And Because I've got some CDs.
With multiple O's.
With multiple O's. That's good. I like that.
And an S-E on the end, yeah.
Now, a big round of applause. How many people actually have listened to Rock Solid? Just about a fourth. Well, as you know,
four of the 16 in the room. Yeah. All right.
There's someone that pops up sometimes on Rock Solid.
Yeah.
And his name, he's in my pocket actually tonight. His name is Dirty iPod.
Oh, Dirty iPod.
So now, when Dirty iPod heard we were coming here, he said that he had a couple things to say about Bloomington.
Okay.
And he had a couple things to say about Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Uh-oh. So let's.
You're gonna hear a pop.
We're back. All so right. Let's hear what Dirty iPod has up his sleeve. Let's hear.
John Cougar Mellencamp was the smoke monster from the TV show Lost.
Okay. Now John Mellencamp he lives here in Bloomington, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And he's a big smoker.
Yes.
And from what I understand, he was actually the smoke monster from the show Lost. Is that any truth to that? Do you guys know?
There is no truth to that.
But there's no truth that he's not either.
All right. Well, I can say one thing. Dirty iPod kept it clean. It does.
Clarence Clemons was called the big man because he had a giant cock.
Okay, well, now.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
So, normally Dirty iPod says stuff that or it's like a joke or it's off color.
That's right, but he's actually right on the money.
Dead on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so far, I'm enjoying it.
Without his scarf, little Steven's head looks like my ball sack.
I haven't seen his ball sack.
Right, but I got
it. Seems
assume.
Reasonable.
Yeah. It seems reasonable that if he takes that off, it's probably looks like a scrotum.
Yeah, a little wrinkly.
A little wrinkly. Maybe some.
In my fantasies, it always is. Yeah.
Some wispy hairs.
But yeah. Whenever I've masturbated little Steven, it's
nice. That's okay. Yeah. Cool.
Like, I'm the only person in this room that's masturbated little Steven Van Zandt.
When it was Miami Steve for me.
Yeah, is it little Steven or Miami Steve?
It's little Steven now.
It is. My fantasies is little Steven.
Why did they change him? Now, if you don't know, there's Steve Van Zandt, the guitarist in the E Street Band, and he used to be Miami Steve Van Zandt.
Correct.
And why is that? Because he wasn't from Miami, was he?
Nobody wore like that fedora to cover the bald spot then, and they called him Miami.
Why didn't they call him Fedora Steve?
It was an act of derision. It was like one of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think Bruce was just making fun of him because Bruce was paying his bills. He went, okay, sure.
Call me whatever you want.
Yeah, call me whatever you want.
And then later he became Little Steven.
Right.
Because
he's smaller.
Yeah, I think that started with a solo career is when he did that.
All right.
Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul.
Yes.
Cue it up.
Sometimes nicknames are easy. Is that me that is making all that noise?
Yep.
Okay, great. Fun show.
I'm having a ball. I don't know about anybody else.
Oh, I like that funky groove.
When Bruce Springsteen counts, he is letting you know the number of times he is going to fuck your mom.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now that's the Dirty iPod I was looking for. That's
the Dirty iPod we all know and love.
Yeah. And that's how he wrote Tunnel of Love.
Apparently, Bruce Springsteen fucks your mom just about four times.
Four times. But four times several times a night.
Oh, is that what you
there's
four?
A lot of counting all throughout the evening.
That's,
it doesn't
right.
just count to four once.
You're right. Huh.
It's almost every song. Man, which that doesn't make any sense to me.
The day after a Bruce concert, your mom is...
You know what? I've not seen my mom after a Bruce concert. It's a day or two.
All I gotta tell you is that the day after a Bruce concert, my mom's wheelchair is a mess.
Oh, that's because...
You got a moan out of that. That's fantastic.
That's because Bruce fucked her.
Four times.
And my mom's in a wheelchair.
All right, now.
Thank God someone laughed. All right, go ahead.
Someone's here.
I feel this show is going so well.
Sure. Applause break.
The music's been great so far.
We need to kick it into some high gear with some rock and roll.
Let's do it.
All right.
So the first Bruce Springsteen album is called Greetings from Asbury Park. Released in 1973. I love this album. This is one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen albums.
Really?
And here we go. What's up? You don't like it?
There's a lot about it I don't like.
What don't you like about it?
Most
did
of the songs.
Did you just pull notes out?
I pull my list up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I have your list.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even better. There's a lot of the songs I don't like on it. It's a little too sparse for me.
But do you like Nebraska and Ghost
yeah,
of Tom
but,
Joad?
Yeah, but that was different. No, actually, I don't like Tom Joad very well at all.
All right. Well, we'll get to it, Matt.
Well, you're leading this train wreck. Thank you, sir. I mean train wreck in the best possible way.
That's probably a Bruce Springsteen song somewhere. Some outtake called Train Wreck. Okay, so, but you did pick a song from this, Matt. And you picked a song that that I like, too. And let's hear a little bit of this. This one's called Growing Up. There I was.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade. And I combed my hair a little. Sit down, I stood up.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
Have you guys heard that song before?
Yep.
What about the people? No? So who hasn't heard it? Everyone's heard it.
Uh-huh.
I'll be asking that question after every song.
get together.
And then, Brad, you picked one that was made famous by Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
I did.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of Spirit in the Night.
Made it up to Greasy Lake. I have my head out the window and Janie's fingers were in the cake.
Okay. Janie's fingers were in the cake. That's Bush, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah. He counted four. Counted four and put them in.
I literally picked this song in this moment because one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen lyrics is coming up. It's like kind of breaks my heart, and it's like really emotional. And thanks for just bringing Bush in.
Oh, okay. Well, when I heard your clip, I'm like, okay, they go up to Greasy Lake, and her fingers are in the cake. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what's happening now. But
they didn't have a knife.
He's getting ready to come in, and there's this one line that I say all the time. So go ahead.
Okay.
You've ruined it. Go ahead.
Do you want me to start it over?
No.
No? I'm going to start it over for you.
Well, by the time we made it up to Greasy Lake, I had my head out the window, and Janie's fingers were in the cake. I think I really dug her, and I was too loose to fake. I said, I'm good. She said, honey, let me.
Brad, you got very emotional there for a second.
Bruce Springsteen to me is like going to church, okay?
Here we go, folks. This is what you paid for.
That's right. This is it.
And every song I picked, every line I've asked Pat to play means something to me personally. And that, right there, I almost cried. Oh, no. But it hits me. It's hit me since I heard it the very first time. It continues to hit me. I said, I'm hurt. She said, honey, let me heal you.
You're going to get a lot of less of this from me. I like the songs a lot. I've gotten laid to a couple of them.
But you know what? We've been to shows together.
We have.
And I get very emotional.
As do I. As do I.
We've been known as grown men to cry.
Yes.
At shows at certain moments.
Yes.
But I think we all.
Who's
know
laughing?
That. I know. Yeah. That we know that I know more about the music than Bruce Springsteen than probably you do, Matt.
I mean, that's kind of, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm not trying to brag, but
you're doing a hell of a job of it.
Yeah.
This one is not trying.
Well, do either one of you have a message from a member of the E Street Band?
Are you
Dirty iPod?
No.
No? What do you got? You going to play it in your mic?
Yo, this is Everett Bradley who plays with the E Street Band. I want you all to know that Brad Wilhelm knows more about Bruce Springsteen's music than either of you two clowns ever could.
Okay, first of all, you want to start? Who's Everett Bradley?
Everett Bradley is a background singer percussionist on the Slade Tour with the E Street Band. He's been featured prominently on both the Wrecking Ball and the High Hopes Tour. And I did high school theater with him. I was Your Good Man Charlie Brown, and he was Jesus in Godspell.
Well,
I knew him when he was Jesus.
Do we have something notarized from him that indicated that he's in fact him?
Hang on.
You got something?
I want to feel an embossed stamp.
Yo, this is Ever.
No, I heard it.
You need to hear it again.
And I want you all to know that Brad Wilhelm knows more about Bruce Springsteen's music than either of you two clowns ever could. That's all I got to say.
That could be Todd Bridges, for all I know.
It could be anyone.
What you talking about, Wilhelm?
See? Wilhelm.
All right, well, I guess that gives you the right to tear up from time to time.
There you go. So Spirit of the Night is one of my favorite songs. But I will say, I hate that recording of it.
You like a live version better.
I do like the live version.
Literally, my problem with Greetings from Asbury Park is not the songs. It's the way it's recorded.
The production.
And the arrangement.
Agreed.
I just don't like it at all.
And there's no Max Weinberg on that.
Or Roy Bittan.
Or
Miami Steve Van Zandt.
True.
Who was no Miami, no Professor Roy?
Nope.
Right.
No Mighty Max?
No Mighty Max.
All right. Maybe that's why I like it.
Sloppiest drummer in the world.
Jimmy Pardo says Mighty Max is not a good drummer. This
Pardo
is... what did you say?
I said Pardo doesn't know anything. Keep playing.
See, this Ever Bradley thing's gone to his head now. He's...
Well, that's great. But, the second album by Bruce Springsteen was The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle.
My favorite album.
Oh, I hate this album.
All right. I'm going to take off.
I like three songs on this. The Brad Pitt.
Songs on it.
Brad Pitt. Here's a song you may never have heard, Rosalita.
I know your mama, she don't like me, cause I play in a rock and roll band.
Mad, everyone's all pissed off. Well, everyone knows that's a great song.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought you were going to pick like something deep and shitty off this album. Like,
there are only seven songs on the album.
I know, I like three of them.
Rosalita is one of those songs that if you can't dance, you can't have fun to Rosalita. There was a time, and your younger listeners and younger people here are not going to believe this.
There's no one here.
No. The two of you are not going to believe this. The staff here are not going to believe this. You used to go see a band and you would dance. The band would have to play songs you would dance to. And Rosalita was a dance song. It was a song that they played in bars and clubs to get people to get up and dance and move, and then it changes. It had things they could go, hey, 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 and they clap along, and everyone had a good time, and it was the joyous glory of rock and roll descending upon a dance floor.
Kids these days with their iPods and they're not dancing.
their headphones and their ones and twos. And
who knows that song, by the way, out in the crowd?
Everyone knows Rosalita.
Now, some people don't know it. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. You look like the youngest gentleman here. Do you know Rosalita?
Yeah, he illegally downloads music, so he's got all that shit.
Well, that's a great one to illegally download.
Can we swear
download
on your podcast?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Just be funny.
Oh, well. That's mean. All right.
No, you have everyone.
I don't have something in the E Street Band,
you've been making me laugh a lot.
It's fine. So it's probably a technical.
This is another song off The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. It's another girl's name in the title because Bruce loves doing that. This is called Kitty's Back, and this is from Matt. What did he just say there?
I don't know.
Said like jackknife, bottle, boom, boom. I think Jamie's doing something with her.
A lot of words.
It's very, I think that's all about Bush again.
Probably is.
She goes running nightly, lightly to the jungle. And them tin cans are exploding out in the 90-degree heat. Can't somehow lost his baby down on Bleecker Street.
See, for me on this album, he was trying too hard to be a mess.
I don't think he really knew
what he was doing.
Yeah, yet, but like, if you listen to this album,
yeah.
please jump in if ever will allow you to. And on this is the album where when you look back on it, after Born to Run, you look back on this, and this is when you realize, well, this guy knew what he was doing. This was different than what everyone
was
different. Was doing.
I agree with you.
And those are, to me, the songs I want to hear live, because they're... It's a departure from
I think song. Nowadays when he plays some of these, I think these songs take on a better life live than they did.
Easter Shuffle, Kitty's Back, all those songs become... See,
Incident on 57th Street, I love that.
Yeah. That whole album could actually be a play. That could be a Broadway musical, that entire album. I'm too lazy to write it, but it still would be fantastic.
Do you have the rights to it? Sounds like you're
not yet. I'm waiting on Everett Bradley to get back with me.
I don't think he will because...
By the way, that's the blackest he's ever sounded. If you've seen him on stage.
Oh, Everett's a black gentleman?
Yes. He's an African American.
Yes.
Okay.
Danny had more soul than Everett.
Wow.
Well,
I thought Francis was racist. Holy shit.
Okay, so now, after those first two albums.
I'm out.
It's what?
Okay, it's, go ahead.
We still have 4 hours ago. Just like a Springsteen show. It's hard to believe that after those two albums, that this third album is so big and so powerful and such a departure from how those first two albums sounded. I'm talking about Born to Run. And let's hear a little bit of something called She's the One.
I used to hate the song, but then it turned me back to it. Love
She's
it
the
live.
One. I love every song in Born to Run.
Yeah.
All right. And Matt, you picked Night, which is a great tune also. Let's hear a little bit. That's about working hard all day.
Right.
The boss man's got you under his thumb, and you're just going to go out at night and get act like a douchebag.
Right.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah. Limestone,
vandalized stuff. No, and I think that's the one that I've seen open more shows than anything. Of all the shows I've been to, that's probably
it. It's a perennial opener.
Yeah, it's perfect.
When you go to Springsteen show, you never know what he's going to open with. You never know what the set list is going to be. But Night is one of those things he pulls out on a regular basis as an opener.
And your friend Bradley never let you know what he's going to open with?
You know what? The last show that I talked to Everett before the show, I got a phone call from him. He said he didn't know. At the time, they still didn't know what... They get the set list like 5 minutes before they hit the stage.
Oh, really?
And then it's thrown away. They like play the first or second song, and then he'll just start doing audibles and change it up. They don't know. He says they keep about 300 songs in their back pocket. That he could go to at any time.
Your pocket has to be pretty big to keep all that music.
Everett's a very large man, so he's got big pockets.
Those have big pockets.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you guys?
No.
As much as I love Bruce Springsteen, for some reason, we're like 40 minutes into this thing. I'm not quite feeling it yet.
Really?
I'm not. So I got to tell you.
Feels great to me.
It would.
You're shitting on me too. Right.
Anyway, let's mix it up a little bit.
Three albums later, we're way out of... What are you doing?
This is going to play great on the podcast.
Yeah, visual games. Yeah.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick of
His left is in the audience. Going through someone's pockets. I hope you ordered that online.
How you guys doing? I'm Bruce Puppet. Great to be here at Limestone Comedy Festival. How you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Everett is on thin ice.
Good.
My headband needs fit. Can you fix that on?
Yeah, let me get that for you.
Don't let people see my receding hairline. No, seriously, take it off and retie it.
You're not the boss of me.
For God's sake, Holt, do a crunch. You look like Billy Joel's mugshot.
I can't perform with you. Looks great.
How's everyone doing? I gotta tell you, I'm happy to be here tonight because Patty gave me a hall pass. I get to fuck some chicks this weekend.
It's about our moms again.
See, Holt's mom, I count to 8. How you folks doing? I'll be here for the duration of the show. You have no idea how to tie a goddamn.
You're right, I know. You're right.
I would look
no,
so
really, when this podcast is released, is there going to be subtitles or something that looks like that you brought a puppet to the stage
that I vaguely
remembers some kind of anti-Semitic chef
Look, I'm already wearing a baby t-shirt. That's goddamn humiliating. And I haven't had a hand up my ass since I played the bottom line in 78. So already I'm a little... Okay, look, I'm gonna put my head in his lap so he can fix this goddamn...
Sweet.
Here's how sick I am. I want to go... He would have never played the bottom line in 78. He would have been on tour under darkness. He was playing arenas, and then the smallest venues would have been 10,000-12,000 seats. So we're going to the bottom line.
We're going to bring up the puppet has blue eyes also. You going to bring that too? It's clearly not accurate.
Well, I'm already embarrassed for that. Let me tell you more.
What the hell is rock solid? Sounds like a club for gay dudes. Is this on?
Yeah, racism and homophobia plays really well in Bloomington. I'm gonna brought both those to the table.
Look, Pat is going to continue playing the song, and he's going to tie my headband on nicely. Right?
Yeah, I think that's what's making this bit not work. Yeah. Is the headband.
And then, let me tell you something. Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters gave me some jokes to tell. These are goddamn gems. So I'm gonna hit you up as soon as I get my bandana on. All right, do something from Badlands. You know, I wrote 11,000 songs for Badlands, narrowed it down to 10, and then wrote 600 more. And then used the first 10 of the original 11,000. And we recorded those 6 times and remixed it 4. And then I took a break and counted to 4 and went to Holt's mom's house. Right. Rejuvenated, I came back and recorded the original 10. True story.
All right, I'm going to fix Bruce Puppet's headband up a little bit.
We got, Brad. Okay.
I'm literally trying to think who thought this was going to be a good idea to do a live rock solid, and I think it was mine. So I'm blaming myself at this point. So
I'm thinking back to in the green room before that we went up here, came up here, and Brad said, "Well, I'm going to put the flag up, and then I have some things I'm going to do." Mm-hmm. Never mention the goddamn puppet because we would have never walked on stage.
No. Or not just with one bottle of cider.
No, that's true.
If I knew it was going to be a puppet
show. That's much better than I did. At least it just looked ridiculous when I did it.
Well, at least it's on my head now. We get some shots up here. Again, I got to tell you about my wife. You know Patty Scalfa?
Yeah.
What I tell you what, the carpet is not matching the drapes at this point in the relationship.
You want to move ahead to one of my extras then to tag that line? You just
Yeah. What do you got?
One of my extras, the redheaded woman.
We'll play that. We got a song now. Pat's not left-handed, so I have no idea what song might get played.
I just thought, Bruce, since you're bringing up your wife, Patty, this is a song you wrote for her.
Yeah, I wrote this for her before she took most of my money and turned into Stone Cold Bitch.
Yeah, brunettes are fine, man. Blondes are fun, but when it comes to getting a dirty job done, I'll take a red-headed woman. Red-headed woman. It takes a red-headed woman. Get a dirty job done. Well, listen up, stud. Your life's been wasted till you got down on your knees and tasted a red-headed woman. A red-headed woman. It takes a red-headed woman. Get a dirty job done.
I like that one, Redheaded Woman, Get a Dirty
Job
Done.
That's one of the best songs ever written. The number three top kind of lingus songs in rock and roll camp.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah. That's about licking some box.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And when she gets a dirty job done, too, you know what that means.
No, what does that mean?
Glug, glug. So Brad's favorite album, we're going to play one of those 11,000 songs you recorded, Bruce. Brad, you sent me four. Can you narrow it down to one?
Do Adam Raise the Cane.
Adam Raise the Cane. Okay, here we go.
This is from the greatest rock and roll album ever made, Darkness on the Edge of Town. Don't argue with me.
No, he's not. How old are you?
Bruce, what do you think of John Mellencamp? That guy's been stealing my riding my coattail, stealing my thunder, ripping me off, goddamn 30 years. But his payback has come right now because he has to sleep with that monster face, Meg Ryan. She used to be America's sweetheart. Now, ugly. I never had a nose job. Never had hair plugs. Never had my underbite fixed. I look great. Other than sometimes I wear a onesie.
Probably a 1, 2, 3, 4.
You see, that is why the thunderbolt, the rainstorm of comedy, the master of disaster, Matt Holt, is on the stage. Little gems like that. That don't necessarily come out during his stand-up.
No.
When he's riffing.
Well, I rarely have a puppet next to me.
When he's riffing,
I'm a goddamn professional.
Yeah. All right. Now, Matt, you picked a song.
Yes. Look, listen.
You picked Factory.
Yes.
That's about, again, working, which is basically all I write about. And chicks.
And cars.
And cars. If you can meet your wife while working at a car factory, that's a goddamn great life.
Burn to the mansions of fear, to the mansions of pain. See my daddy walking through them factory gates in the rain. Factory takes his ear.
Yeah, that there was two back-to-back really emotionally wrought,
yes,
heavy songs full of a lot of angst about living
absolutely
in an industrial society and not being able to make your dreams work and taking it out on your children and having to live the sins of your fathers, and we got to do it while a puppet mimed the words.
Look, those words came from my head, so...
Bruce, you're very dirty when you talk. You don't swear on stage ever. Bruce never swears on stage, does he?
Yeah, sure he does.
Yeah, he
does.
He drops a fuck every now and then.
When he's doing it, he's just having fun?
I think so.
How many shows you seen, Holt? I like my Holt. I like my Holt.
I'm at 20.
My Holt. I like it.
I love this
big teddy bear.
Think about this. We were talking before the show.
Yeah, we were.
And we were looking at the stage setup. And I said to Brad, I'm like, we're going to look ridiculous behind, three of us behind this little table and side table.
That's right.
And yet we found a way to make it look even more ridiculous.
Crazy. So nuts.
We nailed it.
29 shows.
29 shows.
29 shows.
All right, great. What was your favorite experience?
Right before you brought this fucking puppet. I love that. That was great.
This fucking guy. I love this guy. This guy is the greatest man.
Please tell me this is on videotape. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Heidi's got this on video. Heidi's That's what I need.
That is
show
great.
My next going away party.
Love it. I got to thank.
Matt Holt has moved to Los Angeles four times.
I want to give a shout out to the club owner here, to Jared. Are you here, Jared? Is Jared here? He's not here. That guy's a fucking spaz. I mean, I wanted to get ice in my water, and it was like an ordeal.
Well, we can pretty much hear this is last rock solid comedy, ain't it?
So what you got a favorite song of Badlands?
I actually do, Bruce Puppet.
Can we get back to the fact that the album is called Darkness on the Edge of Town?
Look, the working title was Badlands.
Well, this ain't working.
look at. Should I leave? Is that what you said? Is that
no?
It's fucking working.
So, one of my favorite songs off Darkness on the Edge of Town is called Candy's World.
Man, I get a little nervous.
Candy's World. There are pictures of
you. This is going to work great on the podcast.
Pat will post enough photos that people will get it.
Strangers from the city.
You're gonna post
code my baby's number. And they bring the toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I'm
loving
Candy's boy.
I wanted to be her boy.
There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face. The sadness on her own.
I'm sitting here looking at
from which you I know. It's a train wreck.
Yeah. No, I'm following it. Now I want to see
it. My wish is in my brain.
So, Bruce, you had told me earlier tonight that Candy's Room, the working title was just called Candace. Is that true?
Yes. The original title was really just called Candace. And, oh boy, this is one of them Taylor Hawkins jokes. He told me to say that the original song title was Candace, and then I would follow it up with
Can this dick fit in your mouth? I love it. I love it. Dave Grohl cracks me up. He's got a great sense of humor. Tom Petty has a couple of zingers. And that Taylor Hawkins, goddamn, he's a drummer, but I see he could be a comedian. He could literally rip this limestone joint a new A H hole. All right, back, play some more of my music, because I am loving this, as are your co-hosts,
who have not
been able to talk since I came up. Okay, so, after Darkness on the Edge of Town, this is one of my favorite Springsteen albums. He goes in, and this guy lays down a double album of some very slow, very dark songs, and then some like songs like Ramrod and Cadillac Ranch, some upbeat rockers.
Fun stuff. Yeah, fun a lot stuff. Of fun stuff. Yeah. Poppy.
But there's enough, there's fun stuff, and then there's really, really dark stuff, like Fade Away, Point Blank.
Wreck on the Highway is another. And
Wreck on the Highway.
The river itself is a kick in the gut.
I can help. So we're going to play one of the fun ones that Brad picked. This is Cadillac Ranch. I love a nice name for song. I throw a name in there. Maybe there's two questions on that. Okay. Hey, we'll ask a few more questions. So Brad picked one of the fun ones, Cadillac Ranch, and Matt.
I hope that huge yawn.
I heard something out there. I heard a yawn.
No, it was not a yawn. My apologies.
Is that Pardo?
Again, my apologies, Bruce.
Look, I tell you what, I would love to be on the Players Club.
Flag down, Bruce. Flag down.
Oh, geez, don't let that. You'll have to burn it if it hits the ground.
You cannot let it hit the ground.
You know, born in the USA, that's anti-American, really. Yeah. Think about it. Listen to it. Ronald Reagan thought, you know, jelly beans in America. I'm going to play that thing. And really, that's a, you know, I tricked him. I tricked him. And then I gave him Alzheimer's.
How did you do that, Bruce?
Well, let me tell you. Me and Danny Federici mixed up a cocktail one night.
Yep.
And we put, it was whiskey.
Whiskey.
Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
A couple of them licorice tasting lemonades. Come on,
licorice
dude,
lemonades.
Step it up.
All right, fine.
Some of them licorice flavored jelly beans.
All right.
And then we put a big dose of Alzheimer's in it. And we gave it to him. And that son of a bitch slurped that up. And then the next thing you know, he had Alzheimer's. And that's the end of that. Well,
I'm really glad I asked.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I will tell you nothing but the truth tonight. Okay, so this is, Matt picked one of the songs, one of the dark, dark songs in the river called Drive All Night. Let's hear that. I have never done this many things in one day. And when I say that, I mean it makes me feel sad.
I'm trying.
It's like being in a locker room shower and you can't help but stare. Or maybe I've said too much.
You. Besides you. Yes.
Tonight, there's fallen angels and they're waiting for us.
So that's one of those ones, drive all night. He wants to drive all night to get to his lady.
No, he says, I'll drive all night just to buy some shoes.
Yes.
That's what you do.
You might not know my music.
Wait, I know more than you do.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, here we go. Oh, Christ. Here we go. That guy's going to play that.
That Brad Wilhelm knows more about Bruce Springsteen's music than either of you. That's all I got to say.
Let me tell you about Everett. He gets in that dressing room before I get there, and he eats every goddamn thing off the snack tray that he can get his grubby mitts on. And I come in and I want a zag nut. And I can't get a zag nut before I do a 9-hour show. Are you fucking kidding me? I just need some of the sweet stuff. The crispy taste of zag. Of a zag nut bar. Some states you can't get them.
Do we get the?
Yeah, it's like a tasty cake. Yeah. They're illegal in some states.
Right, right. You can't open it up in state law.
But if you, you would drive all night though
to get a Zag. Yeah, back on top.
What not? Let me tell you what Brad Wilhelm did. He brought it right back.
Yep.
So let's. I think Pardo just said, "Oh Jesus Christ."
So then, after the river.
Well, actually, we got a trivia question about the river. Can we do that?
Yeah, let's do it. Let me tell you something. I asked these guys to send me some trivia questions. They said, "This crowd, it's going to be packed in here. We need to really make this show sing. We need to give shit away."
Actually, it was just from an email. It was at the front of the email. It wasn't actually one of the ones printed out.
Do you remember?
It was a players' club thing with the river.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
extra one.
Okay, go ahead.
Well. Since we obviously know that...
Do we want to put something up for grabs for this?
Yeah, let's...
Well, how about give away Darkness on the Edge of Town?
Or how about give away the puppet?
I am not fucking kidding.
That's the funniest thing said at the Limestone Comedy Festival.
I will rip your Billy Joel head off. I will fart the music to Piano Man in your neck. I am connected to the Jersey mob. I will send many people to your house. How dare you? Okay, what do you want to give away?
Well, we'll go ahead and give away Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Now tell the people that that's brand new and sealed.
It is sealed.
Brand new and sealed?
That's mint condition. And I tell you, I will sign it.
There you go. If you
want. Also, if you want to get your picture taken with me after the show, it'll be $5. Just saying. Go ahead. The question was, since
we know Jimmy Pardo's in the audience.
Pardo's here, it's important.
What Bruce Springsteen song from the river features the namesake of the Players Club?
That's a good question.
All right, now. Do, 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 do.
The Players Club, which is the Never Not Funny exclusive.
Do, 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 do.
Subscription only.
How do we do this?
Do they shout out?
Yeah, at this point.
Do
they raise their hands? Do they stand up and preach?
Don't understand the question. One of the songs on the river... Mentions Kojak.
Yeah. One of the songs on the river mentions Kojak.
And the Players Club, I thought, since you're obviously a subscriber to Never Not Funny and the Players Club, that you would know.
Does anyone know?
That's a tough question.
How about this? Here's a contest.
Yeah, I know.
Throw it out, and whoever catches it can keep it.
I'm not going to throw Darkness on the Edge of Town to somebody.
Or as I call it, Badlands.
I will throw High Hopes to somebody.
Listen, Matt Holt sent me questions.
I'm a rocker.
Oh, yes.
don't call James Brown or Secret Agent Man.
Right.
Then Columbo's left. Can't find Kojak.
Yeah.
Right.
So I thought I honestly thought we'd have 120, 130 people or something. So fuck me.
One, two, three.
I love Matt sent me some questions that I don't even think Bruce Springsteen can answer. And then I had to go back and say, you know what, I think we need him a little bit
easier. I was confused. I thought you meant to stump each other. I didn't know you meant for
you know, the masses that were going to be.
Well, let me throw one of
just outside
throw,
the comedy attic.
I'll throw one of Matt's questions to Brad. Brad, which album beat out The Rising for the Grammy for Album of the Year?
That would have been in 2002. Steve Miller, Book of Dreams.
What?
It's not. I have no idea.
No, I know. It's Norah Jones, Come Away With Me.
Oh, sure. Of course it is. Yeah.
Now, would anyone know that question ever?
Well, I want to fuck Norah Jones. So that's why I know that.
Well, one,
that's
two,
a great
three.
Bruce Springsteen question. No doubt about that.
Let's give away a copy of Born in the USA. How much time is left in this goddamn show? I got things to do, people to F. Here we go. We'll give away Born in the USA. This is Broken Bad.
It broke bad when they said, ladies and gentlemen, rock solid.
The video for Dancing in the Dark featured Bruce dancing with which then unknown actress? Heidi Miller.
Courtney Cox.
Give it to her.
Here, Heidi. Enjoy that.
Smattering.
Got it. Smattering. Brad, your favorite song from that aforementioned album is this.
I just want to keep playing that song. Fantastic song.
You're not the only one. Yeah. Everyone would love to hear the rest of that song and then ask for their checks.
But the whole idea is that I'm ready to grow young again. There's all those things that in Springsteen's lyric about holding on to youth as long as you can.
Right.
Then coming back to it, it just that song gives me chills.
I do love that you take it so seriously. I really
take
do.
It very seriously. Yeah.
And you know I do.
Yeah. But
well, fuck me, right?
No, you do too. Okay. You do too, but not as serious as him.
Oh no, it's it's.
He's got E Street people on his phone.
You want to hear?
No.
How am I the only one that doesn't have a gimmick during this show? You get the
bucket. You brought the heat.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So this is Matt's pick. He picked from the album Born in the USA. He picked Down Bound Train.
I hit a job.
I just noticed all my songs revolve around losing jobs or women. So there's a theme here.
Well, that's great because when music, makes you you find songs that relate to however your life is.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh.
But
look where I'm at now.
You're up here.
You're on stage in front of you with this people
right?
The pub.
With an $80 piece of felt. I want to give all those CDs away. So let me ask someone this question. The Dancing in the Dark video is reviled by the E Street Nation. Okay, I didn't know, Brad, I didn't know there was an E Street Nation.
E Street
there
Nation.
There is. We're
absolutely
a part of it.
We're part of the E Street Nation.
And
we're brothers in the E Street Nation.
Okay, and the fans in that name, that's like the Kiss Army.
Right, right. Exactly.
And they don't like that video because it's too poppy and too cheesy.
It's shot really poorly. And
yeah.
Looks
Brian De Palma shot that, according to your question.
Yeah.
He's a great filmmaker.
He did an awful job, yeah.
So the follow-up to that was the much superior video called Glory Days. And you want to know what indie director or filmmaker directed Glory Days. Does anyone know?
John Sayles?
You got it. Who
there
said that?
Go.
Wow.
Who got that?
What do you want? What do we give them?
We give them Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Enjoy that. It's a good prize.
What's your name, sir?
Matt.
Matt, congratulations.
All right.
Congratulations. That's what I say to keep the show moving right along.
Right.
I say, good job.
Did you know that, Matt? Oh.
I did know that, yes.
I knew that, too. I did. Here's one of Matt Holt's difficult questions. Bruce sings backup vocals on a song on John Prine's The Missing Years. Name the song. I don't even know who John Prine is.
What?
No, I do. But no one knows that. Anyone?
Chicago.
He's from Indiana? Chicago.
John Hyatt's from Indiana.
Did they record it here, though?
I don't know. Lots of chatter. Lots of people working on it.
Yeah. I think they did.
You can work with your neighbor if you need to discuss.
Yeah, get scratch paper out.
Yeah, get a lifeline. Google it.
You know, for knowing that it was recorded here, he should win. That's
well, that's true. What CD would we? Do you want Born to Run?
No.
Wow. How's he not shaking right now?
I know. You want High Hopes? You want the new album?
No, it's Wild Dance.
Good.
What? No, it's not over there.
There's a Born to Run.
There's a Born to Run, a High Hopes, and then we got High Hopes posters.
No, I'd take Born to Run.
For a guy that didn't technically get it right, you're off the fucking Tuesday. Giving you a gift here.
You know what Bob Barker would say when you went behind door number one or door number two, you couldn't say, do you got a four, three or four doors? How many doors?
Yeah, which of those broads is going to bang me?
That's open, but this was new, but it's open.
Take Blake.
Yeah, you take what you can get. Oh, damn right.
Change his tune now.
I know. No one wants that new piece of crap, right? Do you guys like that new album?
I like it now. It took the tour for me to really get into it.
Yeah, what about you, Brett?
The stuff on it that it was done with Morello that were already recorded, the 41 Shots and Ghost of Tom Joe, those were exceptional tracks.
Yeah, really the re-records.
And then The High Hopes, which is a cover.
Yeah.
I think that song is really
good. And he had recorded that before, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On an EP. See, I know my shit. I don't need a recorded message.
And I like Dream Baby Dream, too, but it was also a cover.
That's right. So there were four songs on that were repurposed.
Yeah.
All right. And three cover songs.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Matt, you picked one of my favorite songs. It was done live, and then they finally did a studio version of it. And this one's called American Skin, 41 Shots. And this one actually gives me a chill. No lie.
Shots. Later gets her son ready for school. She says, on these streets, Charles, you've got to understand the rules. If an officer stops you, promise me you'll always be.
Now, if you don't know about this, is about a woman who's telling her son, getting him dressed for school, letting him know, you know, what to do and what not to do. If he comes in contact with police,
right?
Because police sometimes shoot you.
Yeah, and this was in the wake of that issue that with the New York Police Department.
Yeah, they
shot an immigrant 41 times for
right.
Carrying a wallet, pulled a wallet out, they thought it was a gun.
Gun and shot him 41 times. I think that's excessive.
And then during the reunion tour,
wait a minute, how big was that wallet?
I don't know.
All right. Well, if it looked like it was a threat, take that motherfucker down, right?
40, yeah. It'll reload in 41 shots.
He wrote the song, and he was doing it on tour. It had not been recorded. He was doing it on tour.
And he'd get booed.
In New York City, and the police department were going to refuse to provide him security, and there was death threats.
Death threats, all
they
that.
They were going to do it if he played the song, and he went out and played the song anyway.
Right. And good for him.
It was a big moment.
Bruce Buffett has a different story about that song.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I thought he would. So, Bruce Buffett, what is your story?
Well, let me tell you something. The song's called American Skin, 41 Shots. That's just a drinking song.
Really?
Yeah. At the end of the night, we'd call up, hey, how many shots does people want? And one night, I thought it was funny. Like, normally you'd say, well, bring one for everybody. I said, fuck it. Bring 41 shots. And we got blitzed. Then I heard this story about a wallet and a shooting, and then I changed a couple of, like, two lyrics. It's like literally two words. I changed, get ready for school, and don't talk to cops. And then it was stunning.
So you took a national tragedy.
Right.
And repurposed a drinking song.
Right. Started as a Toby Keith song.
Yeah.
Very similar to the way Garth Brooks
wrote about the Holocaust when he wrote Friends in Low Places.
I hope you have a Chris Gaines puppet to bring out here. That would be awesome right now.
Why are you this funny on stage?
I guess I'm auditioning.
And then Brad, you like the re-recorded Ghost of Tom Jones.
I love you.
Let's do that a little bit. Tom Morello is all over this album, guitarist from Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
You guys have seen Morello on stage. What do you think about him?
When they first announced it was happening, I was pissed off, and I really enjoy it. I think he's amazing.
Yeah, it's because he filled him because Miami Steve couldn't tour because he was off making another awful season of Lilyhammer.
Is that not a good show? I haven't seen that show.
Season one was decent.
Uh-huh. It's completely unwatchable unless I ever meet Miami Stevens, and I'm going to tell him it's awesome.
It's awesome, right? And is it too many guitars on stage with Morello?
No, not at all.
With Morello, how many guitars are on stage?
I wonder.
Currently, at this point.
Let me brace
Let's
my
think
mom.
About that. Bruce Puppet, can you tell us how many guitars are on stage?
For a guy who doesn't like me, you are certainly trying to wind me up.
I was thinking the same thing, to be honest.
Okay, let me think now.
What else the fuck am I going to do? Puppet, what are you...
All right, now let me think now, because I got 38 people on stage, which means everyone gets a shot and I get 4 shots. Okay. I'm the boss! Okay, let me count. Let's go. What happened?
The flag again.
Oh, Christ, leave it. We'll burn it later.
All right.
Burn it out back.
Burn the show. Burn the flag.
Okay, let's work this up.
Are we?
If you can,
how many guitars are on stage now?
Okay, you count them because my fingers don't work.
Okay.
Okay, I got a guitar.
Yep.
All right. And Nils got a guitar.
Yep, Nils Lofgren, the great Nils Lofgren.
Right, he flips. He used to flip. That's amazing. That's why I got the job. I didn't even know he could play guitar. I saw him flip. I'm like, you're in. That's a trick. That's like Cirque du Soleil in my show. That is fucking great. I stop playing and I just say, "Hey Nils, do that goddamn flip." And he'll do it, and I just, aha! So fucking funny. So that's it. Okay, how many is that so far?
That's 2 so far.
I was on a tangent. Then that Patty's got a guitar. Yeah, but we don't plug it in. She is a lady. Ladies don't play guitars. Okay, and then she's got her friend on tour. What's her name?
Swoozy.
Swoozy Kurtz?
No, Susie.
Who am I paying? Who's up on stage?
Swoozy Kurtz.
Are you telling me that Swoozy Kurtz from Mike and Molly is in my band now?
Yes.
I have got to get my accountant to sit down with me and tell me who's in that band. I would love Melissa McCarthy to be in there. She'd play a tambourine and like pretend like she pooped or something. Fall down. Ha ha! Nils. All right, so how many is that right now?
4
guitars. Okay.
I really thought you were just going to do the 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought I was setting you up to do that. I thought it was yes ending. So you go, how many guitars are on stage? You would go,
1, 2, hey, oh!
There you go. That was great fun.
My mom's down again.
Yeah. I was homeschooled. They told me, I only learned the first 2 numbers. I know 1, 2, and then I just go, oh, oh. I count to 10. It sounds like monkeys fucking.
I kind of miss Dirty iPod right now. Kind of do.
All right, look, guys, I appreciate you being on the show.
When you guys are in L.A., we will sit down and we will really, really talk about the music of Bruce Springsteen. Just the three of us. No puppet. I'd like to be there. Nope.
My puppet's probably got a gig.
I really appreciate you guys. You guys put a lot of work in behind the scenes, and it really didn't come through in the presentation that I put out, because I spent $79.99 on this.
You did it online, Burgess?
Yeah, I got Amazon Prime, and
I just like that you were excited waiting on it to arrive. Yeah. This is a big day.
His kids wanted to play with me, and he said no, because he was afraid that they were going to pull the nose off my face. And they said, you're a bad father. And I wrote a song about it. Then I rewrote it, and I recorded it, and scrapped it. But then I did it, and I only played didgeridoo. That'll be on my next album, called Why the Fuck Is Morella in My Band with Swoozy Kurtz. Put a stop on that check. All right, everyone, big round of applause. This has been Rock Solid Live. This will go up Thursday.
Yes.
This will go up Thursday. A big round of applause for Brad Wilhelm. Matt Holt. Dirty iPod.
Yeah.
The American flag. Yeah. Bruce Puppet. Yeah. And I'm Pat Francis. Thanks for indulging me. And come take a poster, because I'm not taking those back to L.A. Thank you. Yeah.